John was asked, do you think you'll know on Monday who the starting quarterback is? And he gave the answer that I kind of figured. No, how do I know? I'm just here. I just need to play football. And when they tell me the answer, that I'll know what I'm in for. I thought he did a really, really good job of handling the question about playing, coming in the third quarter and whether he would be booed or not. You know, it's just like, oh, this is just, I got to go play. And then the other part was playing with the threes and fours and giving those guys the opportunity. It's not that he didn't sound, I'm trying to think of the right word here. He sounded confident and understanding of why he would play with the threes and the fours to start the second half, knowing that's where his opportunity is in Saturday's game. I think his real opportunity is tomorrow. I kind of think if there really is any question marks about who the starting quarterback is, I think Todd Monken finds out tomorrow. And while we'll all watch what we're seeing on Saturday, knowing that if the ones look good tomorrow, they're not playing on Saturday. Keep that in mind. If the ones look good tomorrow, in his eyes, and they won't play on Saturday.
Joe Brady's eyes.
Yeah.
It was a mutual agreement between the head coaches.
That they wouldn't either play their ones on.
Right. If they're both satisfied, they're not going to play their starters on Saturday.
Yeah. So, what does that mean? For the Browns, I don't know what the threshold is on that. Like, what's supposed to be good? Efficient?
Because you got to think. Have to ask Todd.
Well, I got to think that if the Browns ones, I mean, I'm not trying to be running around in a circle here, but if the Browns ones look good tomorrow, that probably means the Bills ones don't look good. Right? And so then if I'm Brady, I want to play my guys. I want to play my guys on Saturday, and so maybe we see another run among those guys too.
I think one thing Deshaun said was important to hear, where he. And I remember when it happened, and we talked about it afterwards, and I said that's when he was asked about being the same guy as Houston and all that.
Yeah.
And then the question was relayed to Todd Monken, and Todd sounded surprised. And he said, well, I don't know why he'd say that. Well, Deshaun never said that. What Deshaun said was, I'm a different player than I was in Houston.
Yeah.
He never said.
I got that.
Right. You did, too. I did. You did. What he never said, I'm not the same guy, as in I'm not going to be that good again. He never said that. And he said, I never said I couldn't be what I was. What I said was, you know, it's not like I'm going to be a different player. I'm not going to be 24 and running guys over anymore.
I'm going to know when to get, basically today he said, I know when to get out of bounds.
Yeah.
I know when to slide.
And so I'm glad he clarified that, because you heard it, I heard it. And then the question that was relayed to Todd was incorrect. And I'm glad he brought that up, because he was correct, obviously. And because he never said, I can't be the same guy that I was. He said, I'm a different player. But he never talked about level of effectiveness. And that's kind of what was relayed to Todd Monken. And that was not the case.
And when we initially heard it, I didn't catch it. Then when people were coming back and going, well, he said he'll never be as good as he was.
That's never what he said.
Yeah, and that's why I was like, wait a minute.
He said he would be a different player.
I'm glad he corrected it, too, although, yeah. I mean, should he have said, I'm just saying, because that, and Dan, we were kind of talking about this in the back, was he blaming the media?
Well, he should. He should. The media told Todd Monken that he said he can't be as good as he was in Houston.
What, I mean, I'm just saying there was a way to get out of it cleaner politically and just coming back.
He doesn't
and
have
said,
to be clean politically.
Well, he could have just came back and
goofed.
Said,
Todd was asked in. Todd was given incorrect information, and Todd responded to it. I don't know.
Yeah,
Todd said,
you're right.
I don't know why he'd say that.
And so listen,
well,
we're both on the same page.
So you never did.
Yeah,
say
I'm just
it.
Saying, if you were advising him from a media standpoint, you probably would have come back and just said, "Hey, I just want to clarify what was said, because this is exactly what I said and what I meant," without pointing fingers. Like some people would take that, Jeff. Listen to what he had to say and say, well, the media screws everything up and they get this all wrong.
Well,
and
he didn't do that either.
Yeah, some people may have interpreted it that way, including the two people that I was talking to in the hallway after the press conference.
Well,
and
he,
I said, exactly. And by the way,
if
the craziest
did,
part of this whole
him.
Thing is,
Jeff,
him. Exactly the argument you're making at me, I made at them. So now I'm getting like, I'm just trying to give you perspective on stupid stuff.
Well,
because it really
the
is.
The media created a buzz that wasn't a buzz. Dude never said he couldn't be as good. He just said he was a different player.
Hmm. What else did we get from these two quarterbacks today? I just think
a whole lot of nothing.
Well, can I just bring
Dan,
this up?
And I'm with I know you on this, that, Dan. A whole lot of nothing. Dan's not paying any attention.
Deshaun, he is because he's waiting to hear if Todd Monken's coming. If you had to just listen to those two guys, forget about football, which I know you shouldn't, and said who's the starting quarterback, it's clearly Deshaun. Like, I'm listening to a guy that has experience. Yeah. He's seasoned.
Been there,
he knows
that,
how to answer. He knows what he's saying. Yep. He knows what media is looking for. He knows what he wants to set.